I'm Steve Harrison. After 5 days of in-person early voting in North Carolina, a few trends are emerging. One is that Republicans are embracing early voting more than they have in the past. The second is that fewer black voters have voted early in person, compared with this time 4 years ago. At this point in the Biden-Trump race in 2020, 281,000 black North Carolina Democrats had cast ballots in early in-person voting. This year, after 5 days of early in-person voting, only a little more than 206,000 have, roughly a 30% drop. There are still 12 days of early voting left, including one Sunday. That's a day Democrats call Souls to the Polls, which is historically a big day for African-American early voting. And of course, there's Election Day. But Democratic political consultant Thomas Mills is worried.
You know, there's time for Democrats to fix that, but it needs to happen pretty quickly. They can't really continue to hemorrhage votes among the black community and hope to stay competitive.
Looking at who voted early in 2024 and comparing it to 2020 is tricky because the pandemic upended how people voted. A large number of people, mostly Democrats, voted by mail 4 years ago. But despite all that, some black Democrats are looking nervously at the early reports.
The numbers are down, right? And don't get me wrong, we are very concerned, right, from last week.
That's Jocelyn Noli, the chair of the Black Political Caucus of Mecklenburg, where voting so far is below the state average. She says some of the slow start may be attributed to homecoming weekends at Johnson C. Smith University in North Carolina A&T. Her organization is texting black men who are also a target of the Trump campaign. National polls have shown Vice President Kamala Harris struggling to raise the same level of support among black and Latino voters that Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden had.
But I am nervous. This is a very close race. It's very important. So we are doing anything that sticks to get the black vote out.
The Harris campaign says it's counting on partnerships with churches and campus voting drives to increase black turnout. On the Republican side, the GOP has been pushing its Bank Your Vote program, encouraging supporters to cast ballots early. But it's hard for Donald Trump to stay on message about that. Here he is at a Pennsylvania rally last month.
You can start right away. You know that, right? Now we have this stupid stuff where you can vote 45 days early.
He then veered back to the official party line.
Go out, make a plan to vote early, vote absentee, or vote in person on Election Day, but you got to get out and vote.
So far, North Carolina Republicans have done that. They're tied with Democrats in terms of how many of their supporters have already voted, with both at 20%. Jason Williams with the Faith and Freedom Coalition says Republicans are responding to the message that early voting helps the GOP strategically.
Hey, if you get out and vote early, we'll be able to use the resources to target low to mid-propensity voters who haven't voted yet. And I think people are buying that. So they're getting out. They want to make sure their vote is counted this year.
Williams acknowledges, however, that having more Republicans vote early may only cannibalize their vote on Election Day. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.